Making Friends. Christian Nephi and Ernawati Suharto of Yogyakarta, Indonesia, by Miles T. Tuason. When you first meet Christian Nephi and Ernawati Suharto, they seem quiet and a little shy. But after talking with them, you find that they are just like other Latter-day Saint children all over the world, eager to share stories and happy to talk about the gospel. Nephi, 10, and his sister Ernawati, 9, live on the main island of Java in the city of Yogyakarta, Indonesia's royal capital. Yogyakarta is the home of the Sultan of Java, and most of the people who live there are Muslims. This beautiful part of Indonesia has many attractions, from the unique pedal-powered cabs called bikats in Yogyakarta to the magnificent centuries-old Buddhist temples in nearby Borobudur. Many people from throughout the country visit Nephi's hometown, especially during the Muslim holidays. In Indonesia, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is small, and most members live on the island of Java. Nephi and Ernawati enjoy going to church each Sunday with their family, and they often care for their 5 younger brothers and sisters. Their father's name is Suharto. Some Indonesian fathers have only one name, which becomes the family name, and their mother's name is Mukima. New friends often ask Nephi about his name, since they find it unusual. When they ask me about it, he says, I tell them that when my father joined the church, the missionaries presented him with the Book of Mormon and told him the story of Nephi. He adds, I like being named after Nephi because he was a brave and good man. Nephi likes his name so well that his favorite song is Kisa Kitab Mormon, Book of Mormon Stories in Bahasa, the national language. Ernawati has a typical Indonesian name, but she also has a favorite scripture personality. I like John the Baptist, especially the story about him baptizing the Savior. Both Nephi and Ernawati enjoy reading Book of Mormon and Bible stories and trying to imagine how the prophets lived, such as how John the Baptist lived in the wilderness and ate locusts and wild honey. Ernawati also loves to sing, and she is grateful that she can express her love to Heavenly Father in this way. Her favorite song is, My Heavenly Father Loves Me. After school and during playtime, the Suharto children play Gobak Sodor, a local game that many of their friends like to play. Ernawati explains, We make a field of several squares joined together, and one of us tries to move across the field with stones as markers. We all have a fun time seeing who wins. Like other children, Nephi likes playing with model cars, and Ernawati likes dressing up her dolls. During snack time, Nephi likes munching on bread and cheese balls called chiki. Ernawati enjoys eating a unique version of French fries called lempeng, which is made of sweet potatoes instead of ordinary potatoes. Nephi and Ernawati know that they will have many different experiences as they grow older, but because they desire to always follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, they will be good examples for their brothers, sisters, and friends. End of Making Friends, Christian Nephi and Ernawati Suharto, by Miles T. Tuason.